Greetings again, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, hoping you will have a blessed day after Sabbath Monday, November 23rd, 2020, and it's episode 15 of our Gift of Gratitude series, episode 15, and we're continuing in our series with the pastor from L.A., Joshua Chunmin Kang. He's the founding pastor of New Life Vision Church in Los Angeles, and he's been teaching us about gratitude as a means of grace. Yesterday, he taught us about how we turned understanding into healing. If we understand our suffering, then we come to be healed by it. And that's worth being grateful for. And today we'll talk about how our wounds get turned into pearls. That's through gratitude, friends. But just to let you know, we are ready spiritually to receive the word today that God has to deliver us through all these different words that we'll hear, including those you just heard. We've got the chant of the mystics piping in strong this morning. We've got the most amazing candle ever. I just elevated it, by the way. I just promoted that candle. The cinnamon cider candle in the cavern of Middle Earth. And it's gleaming and putting off its cinnamon scent, which goes, by the way, with this today. Oh, that's the Bigelow Blackberry Cinnamon Herbal Tea. Straight up. No milk. Blackberry Cinnamon Herbal Tea. So, what more do we need? We're going to bring you a poem at the end, which I think is meant just for today. Let me know what you think. Anyway, let us begin. Joshua Chunmin Kang teaches us today the lesson, gratitude, turning wounds into pearls. There is a saying that an oyster that has never been wounded will not produce pearls. When we give thanks, we not only experience our wounds getting healed, but also wounds turn into pearls. Gratitude has power to turn out scars into stars. It heals our wounds and produces precious gemstones from the scars. Gratitude is our receptive capacity. We embrace our wounds as we give thanks. When we embrace the wounds, we also embrace the precious gemstones hidden in the wounds. We all know how oysters produce pearls. Only when an oyster is wounded, pearls are formed. As the oyster embraces the wound by coating it over and over, a precious pearl is formed. No one appreciates sufferings naturally. Who would love getting hurt? But if we hate and avoid sufferings and consider wounds as curses to be spit out, no pearls can be formed in our life. No wounds, no pearls. We must remember that the size of the wounds determine the size of the pearls. Hating wounds and considering them as a curse is just like hating pearls and considering pearls as a curse. If pearls are precious, then the wounds that produce pearls are also precious. It is all about how we perceive our wounds. How we view wounds determine the future of wounds. When we embrace our wounds, we embrace the pearls they will produce. Just as the spring is hidden in the winter, there is potential pearl hidden in every wound. As we embrace the winter, we also embrace the spring in it. Though they are not visible, the winter is filled with the beautiful flowers that will bloom in the spring. Blessed are those who can see the spring in the winter and the beautiful flowers in the midst of the winter season. In order to heal our wounds, we must first embrace them. It requires great courage to face our wounds. We should not run from the suffering when trials visit us. Avoiding the sufferings will not solve the problems. Solution comes through confrontation. Of course, there are kinds of sufferings that we can avoid. For instance, we should take a pain reliever when we have a headache. However, the most significant sufferings in life cannot be solved by taking medicines. Instead, healing begins as we embrace the sufferings. There is meaning in sufferings. Sufferings must be painful. Winter must be cold. Summer must be hot. Pain must be painful. Bigger problems occur when we try to avoid them instead of embracing them. Suffering comes to us bringing pain, but if we welcome the sufferings with open arms, the sufferings will be fruitful. Sufferings are painful, but if we embrace the painful sufferings and enter into them, mysterious things will happen. Just as the eye of the storm is very calm, because the strong surface winds never reach it. Likewise, God's shalom is not the absence of problems. Shalom is the peace that exists in the midst of problems. We must no longer be afraid of trials as we enter into them on our own. Trials often do damage in our lives, primarily because we are afraid of them. But if we confront them and embrace them, the sufferings and trials are no longer scary. Gratitude is an instrument of God's grace that turns the sufferings we saw as our enemies into blessings that we can embrace as friends. This is the power of gratitude. We see the beauty of scars in nature. The Grand Canyon, for instance, is basically a big scar in the earth. Water erosion hurts the earth and produces the scars on her surface. But one moment standing at the edge of the Grand Canyon reminds us that scars can be extraordinarily productive and beautiful. I once visited Aguaçu Falls in Brazil. The guide explained to us that the falls were formed by earthquakes a long time ago. Scars and wounds as results of earthquakes produced the amazingly beautiful Aguaçu Falls. Friends, gratitude is really a mysterious power. Just as Henry Nouwen once said, "The great spiritual call of the beloved children of God is to pull their brokenness away from the shadow of the curse and put it under the light of the blessing." Again, Henry Nouwen once said, "The great spiritual call of the beloved children of God is to pull their brokenness away from the shadow of the curse and put it under the light of the blessing." You see, when our brokenness is put under the light of the blessing, our wounds are healed And those wounds are now turned into holy instruments that God can use to heal other wounded people. Amen. And isn't that reading today chock full of wisdom? That is worth at least one other listening to, friends. But before we leave you, we've got a prayer written just for you today. It's by Helen Steiner Rice, an American poet of inspiring and religious poems in the 20th century. She passed in 1981, lived her life in Lorain, Ohio, and she wrote this poem. It's called A Prayer for Patience. A Prayer for Patience by Helen Steiner Rice. God, teach me to be patient. Teach me to go slow. Teach me how to wait on you when my way I do not know. Teach me sweet forbearance when things do not go right, so I remain unruffled when others grow uptight. Teach me how to quiet my racing, rising heart, so I might hear the answer you are trying to impart. And teach me to let go, dear God, and pray undisturbed until my heart is filled with inner peace and I learn to know your will. A Prayer for Patience by Helen Steiner Rice. God, teach me to be patient. Teach me to go slow. Teach me how to wait on you when my way I do not know. Teach me sweet forbearance when things do not go right, so I remain unruffled when others grow uptight. Teach me how to quiet my racing, rising heart, so I might hear the answer you are trying to impart. And teach me to let go, dear God, and pray undisturbed until my heart is filled with inner peace and I learn to know your will. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for joining us today on this Monday, November 23rd. It's episode 15 of The Gift of Gratitude. I hope you have a blessed day today. It's a beautiful, clear, crisp fall day, preparing us for the day of thankfulness to come. But until we meet again, may God bless you. May your heart be filled with gratitude. May you come to understand your sufferings and turn them into healings. And then may you share that mysterious power with all the others in your life. In Jesus' name. Amen.